You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Matthew Longo. The professor is the author of the new book, The Picnic, A Dream of Freedom and the Collapse of the Iron Curtain. It is late June 1989. Several months have gone by since the meeting with Gorbachev. Prior to the Warsaw Pact meeting, we're in a city, the second most populous city in Hungary, I learned, Debrecen. Von Habsburg is in the room, a man who's part of the European Parliament, but he's addressing a gathering of young people in a party that sees itself as opposition to the Communist Party dominating the conversation. He inspires the people in that room, and one of them is Neji. And several days later, people in Debrecen will say, we must do something. We must act in a fashion that is consistent with our wish to be free. And a young woman named Maria speaks up with a plan, and the plan is to hold a party. Help me understand, Matt. I don't know the geography. How far is Debrecen from the border? And how is it that Maria comes to understand that is the soft place for the party?
Yeah, fantastic. So we're now in late June 1989 in Debrecen, right? So these two things that John is referring to, this is June 20th is the beginning of this idea, and then June 30th starts to form. To understand and to appreciate the whole context, one has to completely change their register of thinking. We're no longer dealing with elites. Right? This is no longer Nemeth and Gorbachev and Ceausescu, names that we know, very high-powered political figures. We're now out in the borderlands. To give you an idea of where Debrecen is a 20-minute drive from the edge of what was then the Soviet Union, right? So now it's Ukraine. It's absolutely at the edge of the Romanian border and the now Ukrainian, then Soviet border. And the people we're talking about are just kids. Right. I mean, they're either late 20s, let's say, some even early 30s, but they're people who are young. The two main actors, so Ferenc and Maria, these two figures, begin to hatch this idea that, you know what, we can talk about issues. We can do something radical and strange because they're at a moment in their lives when, in a way, change is all they can look forward to. You have to imagine if you're not an elite living out in the bush, right, out in the borderlands. You can't imagine democracy. You can't imagine liberalism. It's impossible to think that one day there wouldn't be a Soviet Union lording over you. And there's a kind of, well, when you have nothing to lose, feeling that governs their actions, because they do feel as if there's nothing to lose. Communism had taken away their youth, right? And they have this idea that says, well, we're 400 miles. We're now a 6-hour train ride away from the Austrian border, the border of the Iron Curtain with the West, which at that point is Hungary, Austria. But let's do something. Let's not just talk about things. Let's talk about things, meaning European togetherness and freedom and all these great ideas at the border. And it was a wild idea. Ferenc first raised it. It went nowhere. It's absurd. How could you possibly throw a party at the Iron Curtain, this incredibly, like, devastatingly dangerous place? But that's right. This young woman, Maria, said, well, I'll help you. Let's try to plan it together. And together they form basically the nucleus of a team that says, we're going to try to throw a party protesting communism, protesting the Iron Curtain at the Iron Curtain. It's an incredibly audacious idea.
Yes, so much so that Maria finds a way to get on the phone. I learned from Matt that there were very few phones in Hungary. Bizarrely, that was an understanding that the leadership had, that it would keep people happy or they wouldn't cause trouble. Maria gets on the phone and starts making phone calls, including to the government. We have to set the geography here. They identify a place called Sofron. And Sofron is at the frontier next to Austria. It is in a forest, largely, and there's a lake nearby where there's a campsite. Mm-hmm. And now we go to a man named Laszlo Nagy. I hope I say it right, Matt. Not Laszlo Nagy. And you're meeting with him after you first learned of this event. This event is not in the history books. The leadership had ideas, but they didn't act on them. What acted on them were these young people. There's a lake, there's a campsite. And what was Maria's original vision? She lives on the other side of the country. She'd never been there.
Yeah, precisely. So the way Hungary works, there's Budapest in the center, is the capital. And all the other cities, even relatively large cities, are basically peripheral. And it's quite normal for people in the peripheries, meaning people like Ferenc and Maria, who are out in Debrecen, to visit Budapest. But the idea that you would visit another periphery very far away in a time without easy transport, without basic communications, was more or less unheard of. It was quite rare. So they had never been out there. Instead, they communicate with people out in the borderlands because by phone, by trying to say, we need someone in this town of Sopron that will help us. But the idea that Ferenc and Maria have, it's profound in its ignorance in a way, because their idea is to throw a party. And you can imagine like a fence. Their dream is to invite Austrians who'd come up to the fence. They could pass sausages through the chain link. You know, they could toss beers over the fence to one another. It was a completely silly, but almost euphorically so, plan. It was the product of ignorance and youth and excitement, but also activism. The belief that if you want to change the world, you do it. And so they had this idea of this very thin fence. Actually, the borderlands looked totally different. The Iron Curtain was not a fence. The Iron Curtain was basically a several kilometers wide zone of many levels of fence, of electric fencing. It had been in the past mines. Most of them in Hungary had been cleared at this point, in part because border guards kept dying. They've got all these different layers of watchtowers and dogs and soldiers and tracks. And the Iron Curtain is essentially a several kilometer wide death zone. You can't throw a party at the edge of the death zone and see anyone in Austria. I mean, they're kilometers away. And so they actually have to go and figure out how to make a party. But as it turns out, the project of of de-electrifying and then rolling up the actual Iron Curtain was quicker than they expected. By the summer, a lot of it had been cleared, including around Sopron. But more importantly, this particular area, they were able to get in touch with the border guards, and they were able to get in touch with the authorities above the border guards, who allowed a one-time-only crossing. So Austrians could come in to the Iron Curtain and celebrate with the Hungarians.
Let us go to the event itself. Matthew Longo, The Picnic. I'm John Matt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.